Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the prophetic experience, where the word of the Lord comes alive, with nationally known prophet Laron Matthews. Prophet Matthews has prophesied to Kurt Franklin, Ty Trabet, Bishop Rance Allen, many world leaders, just to name a few. And he welcomes the international world and families to his ministry. He recognized the pains, hurts, disappointment, and needs of the people through love, faith, prayer, and communication. God has anointed Prophet Matthews to be able to meet the challenges of a generation and people searching for an authentic message that reaches a pressure-filled life with the strength of God's love for them. Sit back, relax, and enjoy the service. God bless you.
Recording started.
Top of the day to you. I welcome you today to another prophetic experience, time of prayer. I am Prophet and Teacher Laron Matthews, and I want to welcome each and every one of you from all over the world for joining us on today. As we prepare to see the transition that is going on in the land with the epidemic, the plandemic, the pandemic, and the challenge of the world events as it relates to race relations, we are in a time where all America and the people of God really need to focus themselves on the importance of what God has done for us throughout the many years. As we prepare to go into a time of prayer and intercession, the kingdom of God suffered violence, and the violent take it by force. It's time now for the true authentic leaders to rise to the occasion in the midst of the challenges, the fights, and the battles in the land. The word of God says in the book of Ecclesiastes, chapter number 9, Solomon spoke of some very powerful things as it relates to the time and the season. And then he brings us into understanding exactly what it takes to be able to survive all of the monumental things that are going on. So he says it in Ecclesiastes 9:7, whatsoever thy hand findeth to do, do it with thy might. For there is no work, there is no device, nor knowledge, nor wisdom in the grave, whither thou goest. He said, I return and saw unto the sun that the race is not to the swift, nor this battle to the strong, neither yet bread to the wise, nor yet riches to men of understanding, and nor yet favor to men of skill, but time and chance happeneth to them all. As we go into prayer today, I believe that a 3-4 cord is not easily broken. And we're standing with you today. Whatever you're asking the Lord to do, as faith moves and faith shapes and the frequency of faith activate things inside of you, we're praying with you and we're believing God for you on today as we prepare to go into prayer on today. God bless you.
Today's scripture will be coming from 2 Corinthians 10, verses 4 and 5. 2 Corinthians 10, verses 4 and 5. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds, casting down imagination and every high thing that exalted itself against the knowledge of God, and bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. And the word of the Lord is blessed. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we come to you, giving you thanks and praise. This is the day that you have made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Father, we give you the glory. We give it all to you, Lord. We give you the praise. We give you the honor, Lord. We reverence you. We worship you. We adore you, Jesus. We love you. God, we honor you. God, we worship you. Hallelujah. We glorify your name, God. You are worthy to be praised. Hallelujah. You're so worthy, Lord. despite what's going on in the world, Lord, in the land, God, you are still good. You are still worthy, God. You are still worthy. Hallelujah. We glorify you, Lord. We magnify you, Lord. We give you the praise, Lord. It belongs to you, God. It belongs to you. Hallelujah. It all belongs to you, God. We glorify you, God. We pray, God. We need you, Lord. We need you, God. We need you in our world, Lord. We need you, God. God, we're praying right now for peace, God. Peace in the world, Lord. Peace. World peace, God. World peace. We need peace, God. We're praying, God, for peace, God, and order in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We're praying for peace and order. In the mighty name of Jesus, God, we pray for peace and order, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. God, we glorify you, Lord. Oh, God, we worship you, hallelujah. Oh, we worship you. We give you the praise, God. We give you the honor, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We glorify you, Lord. We pray right, God, right now, God, for healing in the land, God. We need healing, God, in the land, in the mighty name of Jesus. God, we pray for peace, God, in the land, God. There's so much going on, God. There's so much turmoil, God. So we pray for peace right now, God. We stand in the gap for the land, God, for the nation, Lord. Peace right now, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus. God, we pray, God, and we stand in the gap, God, for all those that are grieving, God, for the loss of loved ones from one form or another, God, for sickness, God, from violence, Lord. We pray right now, God, for grieving spirits, oh God. We pray peace, God. We pray comfort, Lord. Lord, in the name of Jesus, God. There's so many families, God, that are going through, God, grieving, God. They are angry, God, and grieving, Lord. We pray, God, for you comfort their hearts, Lord God. Give them peace, Lord God, in the midst of the storm, oh God. Peace right now, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. We pray, God, and we bind the spirit of confusion in the land, God, and we speak peace right now, God. In the name of Jesus, oh, hallelujah, oh, God. Oh, God, look over the ones, God, that are marching, God, that are protesting, God, for a cause, Lord God, against racism, Lord. We pray, God, that you protect them now. Even now, God, look over law enforcement, God, that some that just want to do their jobs, God, the right way, God. Oh, God, and they're being provoked, oh, God. Oh, God. God, the things that are happening, Lord God, look over them, Lord God. Their families, God, protect them now, God, in the name of Jesus, so that it won't be another violence, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Look over the ones, God, that are marching, oh God, that have to go to funerals, God, that have to be around crowds, Lord God. We pray, God, peace, God, and healing right now, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Look over the ones, God, that are setting up, God, prayer marches, oh God, all over the land, God. We pray, God, right now for their protection right now as they pray, God, as they worship, as they march, Lord, as they intercede, God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you, God, for the church, God, the body of Christ rising up, oh God, and falling to their knees and praying, oh God, to you, Lord, who has all the answers, God, who is the one that is the calmer of the storm, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh God, we thank you, God, for everyone that comes on the line, every ministering gift, whether they're praying, Lord, whether they're reading the scripture, Lord, whether they're teaching, God, and ministering, God. We pray for a special prayer, God, over them now, God, and their families, God, and their ministries, God, in the name of Jesus. Oh God, there's some that are preparing to open up and go back after being quarantined, God. We pray protection, oh God, over them, Lord, in the name of Jesus, God. We pray, God, that you be there for them now, God, in the name of Jesus. Oh God, we need you, Lord. We need you, God, like we never needed you before, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh God, let your servants and your children not be weary, God, for what's going on in the land and around the world, and be weary and not want to pray anymore, saying, what bless the youth, God. Oh, God, give them strength, God, and let them know that their labor is not in vain, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Give them strength, God, strength to continue, oh, God, to continue to go on, Lord, in the name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus, strip now, God. Strip, Lord God, to the ones that are standing in the gap. God, let them not be weary in well doing, for in due season they will reap if they faint not. Don't let us faint, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, we thank you, Lord, and we praise you, Lord God. We bless your name. Hallelujah. Oh, God, we thank you for allowing our focus, God. Oh, God, to be on you, because in your word, at the name of your son, Jesus, you said every knee, every nation is going to bow, and every tongue is going to confess that Jesus, you are Lord. So we're calling on your name, Jesus, Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end, our healer, our God, our comforter, Lord, our director, God, our healer, we are calling on you, God, for healing. Oh, God, we need you, Lord, and crying out for the land. We speak love, God, and we find hatred. We speak togetherness and unity. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh God, we thank you, we bless you, Lord, oh, we glorify you, hallelujah, we worship you, God, we worship you, Lord, in spirit and in truth, Lord, we praise you, God, we bow our knees to your son, Jesus, we worship and honor your son, Jesus, hallelujah. Oh, God, we thank you for sending your son, Jesus, oh, God, to come, Lord God, oh, God, and die and be beaten, Lord, oh, God, for our sins, God, and for our healing, and he was resurrected with all power in his hands, oh, God. Oh, God, nothing is going to change unless you change it, God. No matter how much, is going on and marching for the causes, Lord, unless you fix it, it's not going to get fixed, God. So we're praying and we're asking you, Lord God, and we're believing that you're going to fix things that are out of whack, Lord, that are chaotic in the land, oh, God, in the name of Jesus. We're going to turn back to you, our first love. We're going to turn back to you, oh, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, we thank you. We praise you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, God, we thank you. Hallelujah. Oh, God, we thank you. We thank you, God, for being our protector, for continuing to keep us, God. Continue to keep us, Lord. You are our keeper. And without you, God, we can't be kept unless you keep us, Lord. We thank you, oh, God. We praise you, Lord, in the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. We thank you. Oh, God, we honor you, God. We bow in reverence to you, Lord. We thank you. Hallelujah. Forgive us, Lord God, for our focus being in our other things, God. As it said in your word, we're fighting a war, but it's not carnal, God, but it's mighty through you, Lord. So we are pulling down and we command to tear down every stronghold, oh God, every stronghold of racism, every stronghold of hate, every stronghold of sickness, Lord, and confusion, Lord, in the land, we rip it down, dear God. Oh God, and the focus is on you, God, our healer, God, our deliverer, God. We need you, Lord, to deliver all evil. Oh God, we thank you, Noramosia, for thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory. It belongs to you forever and ever. Hallelujah. We thank you. We praise you, God. We worship you, God. We honor you, God. Oh, we adore you, Jesus. Hallelujah. We thank you, God. Look over, God. Oh, God, the leader of this lot, God. Dr. Matthews, Lord God, your servant, Lord, continue to keep him, Lord. Continue to look over his entire family, God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, bring salvation where salvation is needed, God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, everything connected to him is blessed, Lord. We thank you, oh, God, for everyone, every kingdom connection that's connected is blessed, Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus, continue to strengthen him, Lord God, because he is overwhelming. He has a lot on his plate, God, but we pray, God, that you give him the strength, God, to continue to do every task and assignment that you have put in his hands to do, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh God, continue to be there with him, even in the midnight hour, when no one's around, God, that no one knows what's going on, God. You continue to comfort him and give him strength, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Oh God, we thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah. We give you praise, Lord. We give you honor. It belongs to you. Hallelujah. It all belongs to you, Lord. It all belongs to you, God. We thank you. Hallelujah. We thank you for your angels, God, that are being dispatched across the land, oh God. Things could be worse, but you have commanded and dispatched your angel, God, to keep, oh God, things are in order, Lord God. We thank you, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. Oh God, we pray, God, now. Oh God, the focus has been on the world, Lord. We pray for the family, oh God, for George Floyd's family, God, in the name of Jesus. Comfort their hearts, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Bring them together as a family unit, together like never before, in personal, in that family, God, in the name of Jesus, oh God, we thank you right now. Look over, God, even the ones that were involved, you can save, God, you can touch the mind, God, you can do anything, you can do the impossible, God, so we speak, God, conviction, Lord God, and deliverance, oh God, in the name of Jesus, against that explosive, bipolar, all of the crazy mental illnesses, Lord God, of anger and rage, God. We pray, God, peace, God, conviction, Lord God, in the name of Jesus Christ. Oh, God, save, God, deliver. You can save anybody, God. You have no respect for person, or you can save and deliver, God. So we pray, God, even the ones that are involved, God, are committing a crime, God, hate crime, God. We pray, God, now that you touch hearts, Lord, in the name of Jesus, save, God, deliver, God, set the captives free, Lord, in the name of Jesus. There's nothing, is there any, God, there is nothing too hard for you, God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, we thank you. We praise you, Lord God. Oh, God, let us step up, oh, God, in those areas, God, that we need deliverance in, oh, God, even as a nation, as a body, as a world, God. Oh, God, let us focus on, oh, God, you are true and living, God. That is the answer to all prayers, God. That is the resolver of all problems, Lord, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, we don't want to hate, Lord, hate for hate. We don't want that, Lord. Oh, God, but we with love and kindness, Lord. Love is it casts out the multitudes of all sin. Love, God, with love, God, you have drawn them, God. So, God, we thank you and we praise you, Lord. Oh, God, give us a forgiving spirit, Lord, and a loving spirit, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, we thank you and we praise you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You are God. Not just hear our prayers, but you answer them, Lord. And let us be a people, not just be hearers and speakers of your word, but be doers of your word as well, Lord. We thank you and we praise you. And we pray this prayer in your son Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank God. Amen. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to your name, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord God.
Hallelujah. Father, we thank you today. Father, we honor you, Lord. We thank you that you are mighty, Lord. Hallelujah. We thank you this evening, God, this afternoon, that you are majestic. We thank you, Father, that there is none like you, God. We thank you, Lord, this morning, that you rule and that you reign, God. We thank you, Father, that you are faithful. We thank you, Father, that you are just, God. We thank you, Lord, God, that you are righteous and that you are true, God. We thank you, Lord, that you are all-knowing and all-seeing, oh, God. We thank you, Lord, that you are understanding, God. So today, Father, we exalt your name. We exalt your name above situations. We exalt your name above our circumstances. We exalt your name above the current status of the land. And Father, we thank you today that you still rule and that you still reign. Father, we thank you today that your name is a strong tower and we, the righteous, run in and we are safe, God. We thank you, Lord, that you are our safe place. We thank you, Lord, that you are our dwelling place, God. We thank you, God, that you are our shield and you are our buckler, God. We thank you, Father, today for being our fortress, God. We thank you, Lord, that you are our strength. We thank you, Lord, that you are the lifter of our head. We thank you, Father, today that you're omnipotent. We thank you, Father, that you're omnipresent, God. We thank you, Father, today for your love. We thank you, Father, today for your mercy. We thank you, Father, today for your grace. We thank you, Father, today for your goodness, God. We thank you, Father, today, God, for being God. We thank you that you are God, and beside you there is no other. So, Father, today we join together, God, as joint heirs in Christ, God, petitioning the throne of heaven, God. We thank you, Father, today. I rise in kingship authority, God, and I take dominion over the airways. I take dominion over every diabolical sanction, God. I take dominion, God, over every agent, God, that was sent from the dark world, God. I take dominion, God, over every contract that was sent by demonic forces, God, and I burn them by fire. I take dominion, God, over every illegal sound, God, every illegal frequency, God. In the name of Jesus, I take dominion today, Father, over this land, God. And Father, I declare today, God, that your spirit will rule and that your spirit will reign in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Father, today that as we seek your face, God, Father God, that heaven has been released. I thank you, Father God, God, that as it is in heaven, Lord, so shall it be on earth, God. I thank you, Father God, that your kingdom is coming, God. I thank you, Father God, for a shedding of way, God, of the old things, God, and Father, an enlightenment of the new things of you. In the name of Jesus, I thank you, Father, that you are showing yourself mighty throughout the earth realms. In the name of Jesus, I thank you, Father God, God, that you are overturning tables, God, of injustice, God. I thank you, Father, that you are destroying, God, the camps of injustice, in the name of Jesus. I thank you, Father, today that you are dismantling, God. God, you are dismantling, God, all seeds of unrighteousness, God. I thank you, Father, this God, this morning, that you are dismantling, God, this unity across the land. And I thank you, Father, today that you are bringing, God, unanimity, God, in the body of Christ, God, and throughout the land, in the name of Jesus. I thank you, Father, today that even as you are moving, God, swiftly and promptly throughout the land, Father God, that seeds of righteousness, God, that they are being planted, God. And I thank you, Father God, that even as the harvest, God, is being made ready, God, that you are sharpening, God, and that you are making ready, God, laborers, God. You are making ready, God, those who have the heart and the mind to labor, God. You are making ready ready those, God, who have the heart of your people, God, those who will labor, God, with your people, God, those who will war with your people, God, in the name of Jesus. I thank you, Father, today that you are coming in, God, and Father, you're going to root causes, God, God, that have lied dormant, God, in the years of our forefathers, God, you're coming to root issues, God, God, that have cycled and circled, God, throughout the earth realm for years and years and years. And Father God, I thank you, Lord, God, that you're bringing the act of your spirit, God, and you are cutting, God, God, all cycles, God, all cycles of bondage, God. I thank you, Father, that you're going into the chambers of the dark world, God, and you are destroying, God, all seeds that were planted, God, God, in ancient days, God. I thank you, Father, today, God, that you are going in, God, and Father, that you are uprooting, God, God, every cord, God, God, that was connected to the dark world, God. And today, Father, I thank you that you are bringing exposure to light, God. I thank you, Father, that the light of God, that it is exuding throughout the nation, God, in the name of Jesus. I thank you, Father, God, God, that you are going in, God, God, to the root cause, God, of all that is happening in the land, God. Father God, I bind the spirit of racism, God. I thank you, Father, that you're going in, God, God, with the battle axe, God, and you are cutting, God, and dismantling, God, God, the spirit of racism, God. I thank you, Father, that as you do it, God, that there will be a spirit of repentance, Father, Father, that will hit the land, God, in the name of Jesus. I thank you, Father, that there will be a repentance for now, God, in the sins of the forefathers, God, in the founding fathers of many God things in the earth realm. I thank you, Father, that the spirit of repentance, God, God, that it will reap across this nation, God, in the name of Jesus. I thank you, Father, that you will lay the axe, God, God, to every root of distrust, God, every root of disloyalty, God, every root of unrest, God. And I thank you, Father, that your presence will prevail. I thank you, Father, that the prevailing spirit of Jesus Christ, that it will prevail throughout the earth realm, God. I thank you, Father, that even today, God, God, that you are releasing, God, God, buckets of your blood, God, in the earth realm, God. I thank you, Father, God, God, that you are releasing buckets, God, God, down every street, God, God, where your people are protesting, God. I thank you, Father, that they will not protest just, God, God, for right things in the land, God, but I thank you that in the midst of protesting, God, Father, God, that there will be a striking, God, a revival in the street, God, God, that there will be a sound, God, of togetherness and unity, God, in the name of Jesus, God, God, that it's released, God. I thank you, Father, Lord, that you will raise up a consistent people, God. I thank you, Father, God, God, that every evangelist, God, in this hour, God, that you will awaken them, God, and that you will stir them, God, God, for the days to come, God, God, to go into the marketplaces, God, to go into the highways, God, God, to go into the trenches, God, God, to deliver your word, God, and propel men, God, God, to come running unto you. I thank you, Father, God, God, that even as Moses, God, God, was in the palace, God, and he had to be stripped, God, I thank you, Father, God, that you are stripping your people, God. I bind the spirit of pride, God, in the name of Jesus, God. I thank you that there is a stripping, God, of the spirit of pride, God, and there's a spirit, God, of humility, God, that is resting in the earth realm, God. I come against, Father, every spirit, God, God, that is connected to pride, God. I bind the spirit of ego, God. I come against every vanity spirit, God. I come against the spirit, God, of self-righteousness, God. I come against the spirit, God, of haughtiness, God. I come against the spirit, God, of arrogance, God. And Father, in the name of Jesus, God, I command, God, God, that every spirit of pride and every spirit that's connected to the spirit of pride, that you are destroyed by fire now, in the name of Jesus, that you will go to the bitter root of it, God, and you will destroy the root, God, in the name of Jesus. I thank you, Father, that as you do it, God, we lift up those, God, who are going through, God, who are mentally unstable, God, who is going through, God, every spirit of confusion, God, I command it to be released, God. I speak to mental instabilities, God, that have run rapid, God, throughout the earth realm, God. And Father, today, in the name of Jesus, I command, God, healing to the minds of your people, God. I thank you, Father, now, that you will bring restitution, God, to the minds of the people, God, that you will restore, God, the thought wave, God, in the sound wave, God, of the people, God. I speak to chemical imbalances, God, in the brain and in the minds of the people, and I command that there will be a balance, God, in the chemicals, God, in the brain, God. I speak, Father, today, to every neuron, God, and every proton, God, in the brain, God, and I come against, God, every fighting, God, against the left and the right side of the brain, but it will fight against each other. Father God. I bind it up today. I come against every delusion, God. I come against illusions in the mind, God. I come against false scenarios and false stories, God, and false trajectories, God, that your people will make up in their mind, God. Father, in the name of Jesus, I bind it now in Jesus' name. And I thank you, Father, that the mind of your people, God, that the mind of your people, God, that you are restoring the minds of your people, God. In the name of Jesus, I thank you that as you restore the mind, God, every lunatic spirit, God, I bind the lunatic spirit, God. I bind the spirit of schizophrenia, God. I bind the spirit of bipolarism, God. I bind the spirit now, God, of double-mindedness, God. For your word declares, God, that a double-minded man is unstable in all of his ways. So I come against your spirit of double-mindedness now, and I speak the single mind of Jesus Christ upon your people, God. I thank you, Father, today that you would quench the minds of the people in the blood of the Lamb. I thank you, Father, today that you would deal with the frontal lobe. I thank you, Father, today that as you deal, God, you will bring something new, that a new streamline of oxygen, God, let it run through the minds of the people. In the name of Jesus, I come against self-deception, God. I bind the spirit of self-delusion, God. In the name of Jesus, I bind the spirit of self-seduction, God. In the name of Jesus, I come against every mind-binding spirit. You spirit of confusion, I command you to loose your hold now. In the name of Jesus, I come against the fear of man, God. I bind up the fear of man. I come against, God, the people-pleasing spirit, or your people will try to please other people. Father, I command the stronghold of people-pleasing to be released off of the people, God. I bind up the fear of failure, God. I come against, God, God, the very spirit of perfectionism. I thank you, Father, that you are loosing that spirit of perfectionism, where your people are afraid to be in error, where your people are afraid to make mistakes. Satan, the Lord God, rebuke you. I go to the root of pride that will cause perfectionism. I go to the root of fear that will cause perfectionism. I go to the root where even childhood, where they will get, where your people, they will get in trouble for not getting things right or for having things wrong, and now they try to live as perfectionists. I bind that spirit. Father, loose arrows of deliverance today. Deliverance from the childhood, God. God, in the name of Jesus, I come against every occult spirit. I come against every tie to the occult spirit. In the name of Jesus, you spirit of occult, from secret sororities and secret gatherings and platforms where you will make false covenants to be in covenant to one another. I bind the your spirit, every witch and warlock. I speak to the spirit where witches and warlocks have made demonic covenants. I bind every covenant between witches and warlocks. I come against soothsayers now. I bind the spirit now of white magic and black magic. I come against now every spirit of astral projection now. In the name of Jesus, I come against now the spirit of seance, God, where your people will try to go and bring the dead alive and speak to the dead. Father, in the name of Jesus, I bind that spirit now. I bind the spirit of manipulation now. In Jesus' name, Father, I command that it is loose now in the name of Jesus. Father, now I come against, God, every witch, God, every witch, God, gathering now, where they will gather to sin rituals throughout the realm. I bind it up now. I come against now where they will burn sage, God, for rituals with you. Father, in the name of Jesus, I command that every false ritual that is sick from the agents of the dark world, that you are destroyed now and exposed by the light, and there is no other God that will be put before you. So now, in the name of Jesus, Father, I command that your spirit, it will come gusting in, and you will come as thunder, God, and you will call the shaking, God, to the very house of the witch and the very house of the warlock. And I command that you will go in, God, and you will shake, God, even where they will mix different chemicals, God, where they will mix different chemicals together and cause different aromas. And I speak to every spell that is trying to be poked right now, that is trying to be spoken right now. Every witch, I come against your spell where you will send spell on people. I come against now where you will try to get hair particles of people. In the name of Jesus, I come against now every spirit of voodoo, God, what your people have been suffering, God. I speak right now to every voodoo covenant that was made with ancient forefathers that has hit bloodlines. I command the covenant of voodoo to be broken now. I come against, God, those who have taken people named to voodoo doctors. Reconda Bokosi evil doctor, I come against it and I destroy it by fire. I come against every chance that they would try to chant over the people. You are a liar, Satan. I command that every spirit is exposed now in the name of Jesus. I pray against witches that will be in churches, witches that will pray against those things that are happening in churches. Satan, the Lord God rebuke you. I command exposure today in Jesus' name. Today I bind up phobias, God. I come against fears of all kinds, God. I come against phobias, God, in the name of Jesus. Father, today I bind up the spirit of fear of authority. I command the spirit of lying and deceitfulness, God, to be released now. I command it to be loose now in the name of Jesus. I come against now the spirit of paranoia with all that's going on in the land. For your people, they may become paranoid. I bind you, spirit of paranoia, that will run rapid throughout the earth realm. We will not live as a paranoid people. I bind the spirit of jealousy that will be connected to paranoia. I thank you, Father, that you said that jealousy, it has its core at the grave. So I bind you, spirit of jealousy, that will cause your people to be paranoid in the name of Jesus. Father, I bind the spirit of envy that will cause your people to be paranoid. I come against suspicion that will cause your people to be paranoid. I come against distrust that will cause your people to be paranoid. I come against now, God, that confrontation that will cause your people to be paranoid in the name of Jesus. Father, today I thank you, Lord, that you are releasing the spirit of truth in the earth realm now in the name of Jesus. I come against today even the foul spirit of depression. You spirit of depression, I command you to loose your hold. You spirit of despair, I command you to loose your hold. You spirit of discouragement, well, your people, well, they're in the house, God, they become discouraged, God. I speak today to the spirit of discouragement, and I command it to be dismantled. And Father, today I speak that even as David said, encourage yourself in the Lord. I release the spirit of encouragement across this line today in the name of Jesus. I come against the spirit of hopelessness, and Father, I thank you that you will remind your people of your word, that you are the hope of glory. I thank you today. I bind the spirit of suicide. I come against the spirit of death. I bind the spirit of insomnia in the name of Jesus. I command that it is loose now in Jesus' name. I come against today the foul spirit of rebellion. I come against and I bind and rebuke the spirit of stubbornness. I bind and rebuke the spirit of disobedience. I bind and rebuke the spirit of anti-submissiveness. And I thank you today that you will bring a greater level of submission to the body of Christ. I thank you, Lord, that we will not be a body of people that lives in chaos and confusion. But I thank you today that you are bringing a spirit of submissiveness to the body of Christ in the name of Jesus. I come against the spirit of strife. I bind. Of Jesus, I come against every cult now, every cult that will try to gather together now. I bind the cultic spirit in the Makonde Beshaya. I come against, God, every occult practice, God, from the Ouija board, God, even from palm reading, in the name of Jesus. I come against it now, even from Torah cards. I come against it now, in the name of Jesus. I bind the spirit of ritualism now. I bind the spirit of doctrinal area now, in the name of Jesus. I come against, God, God, even now, God, where your people would gather, God, in their own knowledge. I bind the spirit of self-knowledge. I thank you now, Father, that your people will seek you for the knowledge of you. In the name of Jesus, I come against right now, God, every spirit of addiction, because they don't know your people, God. They don't know how to deal with and cope with what's going on in the land. I bind the spirit of nicotine. I come against the spirit of alcohol now. In the name of Jesus, I bind the spirit of illegal narcotic usage now. In the name of Jesus, and Father, today I bind even, God, God, the gluttoning of God, where your people were gluttoning, God, God, just to deal and feel their pains now. In the name of Jesus, I come against now every caffeine addiction. I come against now every cocaine addiction. I come against now the addiction of methamphetamine. I come against now, God, the addiction of heroin, God, and I commend today that you will release, God, arrows of deliverance dipped in blood. God, release arrows of deliverance dipped in blood. Blood, blood, blood. Let the blood of Jesus be released now. I bind the spirit of tiredness, God. God, in fatigue and weariness and laziness, God. I thank you, Father, now that you are giving a new strength and a new energy and a new energy to your people in the mighty name of Jesus. Now, Father, we thank you. I lift up those who are grieving. I come against the spirit of grief now. I come against sorrow, God. I bind the spirit of heartache, God. I come against cruel thoughts from it, God, in the name of Jesus. And God, we give you glory, God. I bind the spirit of Buddhism, God. I come against Buddhism and Islam nations today. And Father, today in the name of Jesus, I speak that the name of Jesus, that it will reign throughout the earth realm in Jesus' name. Now, Father, we thank you. I lift up our leaders, God. I lift up my pastor, God. Father, today in the name of Jesus, cover him in your blood, God. We cover him in fire, God. Father, let him hear from you, God. God, download new strategies in him, God. A strategy sent from the throne room of you. Father, give him the heart, God, to deal with what's to come next, God. In the name of Jesus, I thank you, Father, for a fresh momentum that will come upon him, God. I thank you, Father, God, that you are downloading to him, Father, God, new strategies, God, new insight, God, and new wisdom, God, regarding the days to come, God. I thank you, Father, God, for implication, God, of something new. I thank you, Father, that you will give him the heart of the city, God, that you will place him in, God, God, to deliver your word, God. Let him be attached, God, God, to the pains of the people, God, and Father, give him words that will bring breakthrough, God, in the name of Jesus. And even ask God now, as he cry out on this line, Father, we thank you that you've already responded, God. We lift up every person that's on this line today, and we speak the encouragement of God. We speak the strength of God. We speak the understanding of God. We speak the wisdom of God, God, to be released in the name of Jesus. Now, Father, we give you glory today. Father, we give you honor and praise, and we thank you, Lord, God, that these things are done. We lift up every high school student. We lift up every child in school. We lift up the school systems now. Father, let your spirit reign in the name of Jesus. Father, we give you glory today, and we give you honor now, and it is so in the name of Jesus we pray. Thank you, Lord, and amen and amen.
Glory to God. Bless the Lord. Father, God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you right now for the power of prayer and the power of intercession. God, we thank you for the threefold cord that is not easily broken. In the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you for your word that came by way of Psalms 139 and 24 when David said, search me, God, and know me, and know my heart, and try me, God, and see if there be any wicked ways in me, and then lead me unto life everlasting. God, we thank you right now for the supernatural anointing that's been released over this line thus far by the power of intercessions in your prayer warriors and ministry gifts, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. God, we thank you for the standing together with the threefold cord, God, that could not be easily broken, God. You said in your word also the effectual fervent prayer of the righteous availing much, God. You also said in Luke 18 and went unto this end that man ought to always to pray and to not faint, God. You also said in your word by way of Paul in Romans 12 and 1, Paul said, I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that we present our bodies a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto you, God, which is our reasonable service, and that we should not be conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of our mind. God, we thank you right now for the renewing of the mind and the thoughts, God, and the issues of life, God, in the name of Jesus. God, we thank you for not taking the issues of life, Lord, and letting those issues of life take us from the place and the position for which you have ordained for us to be in the kingdom of God, even now, in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you right now for the manifestation of your power and your glory being upon the people all over in the name of Jesus. God, we know that the winds of the earth realm are responding to the pain and the cries of the people in the name of Jesus. So we decree and declare, Lord Jesus, that you will continue to shield your people from every illegal activity and demonic force that came by way of the fallen angels, God. We speak and decree and declare, Lord Jesus, to the marine realm, into the earth realm, God, that every diabolical activity that have been sent against your people be eradicated even now in the mighty name of Jesus. We come against all activity that is operating in the earth realm that's trying to cause fear to grip the minds of your people in death, to overtake their lives in the name of Jesus. We rebuke right now every intimidating force an agenda and plan of the hand of the enemy that come by way of social media and activity, God, of censorship in the name of Jesus. Father, we're standing on your word and the power of your word and the breakthrough of your word and the breaker's anointing even now, God, in the name of Jesus. You said in your word, God, in Jeremiah 33:3, if we call upon your name, God, you will answer us, and then you will show us great and mighty things which thou knowest not. God, continue to release the mysterious of the kingdom of the heaven, God, as you said in your word in the book of Matthew 16:16, by way of Yeshua, God, when he came into Philippi, Lord Jesus, and he decreed in Caesarea Philippi, and he said to his disciple, who do men say that I am? And then he said, who do you say that I am, God? And then they responded. And then you said to them, you will give them the keys to the heavenly. God, we decree and declare that you will open up us and engage us into the presence of the glory, God, of the kingdom of the heavenly, God. And we will be able to respond against the force of the fallen angels and demonic activity, Lord Jesus, that have been sent, God, through demonic frequency, God, that will mess with the rhythm of our thoughts and our mind and our cerebellum and our cerebrum. In the mighty name of Jesus, we speak to the deaf, dumb, and mute spirit, God, that will interfere with our short-term memory and our long-term memory. Satan, the Lord God rebuke you. We adjure you by Jesus' name, the Lucio host. We come against ancient cults that have been sent down, God, in the name of Jesus. We bind up water witches, and we come against generational visitation by the demonic spirit, God, to the sins of the third and fourth generation of the iniquities of the Father, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. We send a veto notice to every diabolical activity, God, that's bullying the people in the spirit realm by leaving them under guilt and condemnation from moving to the next level of the ministry and the gift that's inside of them, God. We overturn every diabolical activity, God, because you said in your word in the book of Romans 8:1, you said there is therefore now no condemnation to those that walk after the spirit and not after the flesh, God. We bring the flesh under subjection to the authority and the power of you, God, that our spirit may reign superior and move in authority and power against the demonic hand of satanic interference and satanic forces, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, God, we come against every demonic spirit of the wicked, God. We come against the agnostic spirit, God. We're pulling it down. And even in this season, God, where they're preparing and planning for these Pride Day parades, God, all around the world, God, bringing up, God, all of these ancient demonic spirits of perversion that operate in the land, God, and we binding them up and we render them powerless now. Satan, the Lord God, rebuke you. Satan, the Lord God, rebuke you. We bind your spirit up in the name of Jesus, and we take authority right now, a spirit that will visit those who overcame those spirits, God, and the enemy wants to visit them in the night realm, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Satan, the Lord God, rebuke you. We overturn that frequency. We overturn that perverted spirit. We overturn the spirit of succubus. We overturn the spirit of incubus. We overturn the spirit of perversion. We bind it up right now. We overturn the spirit of homosexuality. We overturn the spirit of bullying. We overturn the spirit of lesbianism. We overturn that spirit of butcher. We overturn it right now in the mighty name of Jesus. We overturn the spirit right now. We overturn it right now in the name of Jesus. And we drive it back into the dry place in the mighty name of Jesus. We come against the spirit of fornication. We come against the spirit of adultery. We bind it up right now in the name of Jesus. We come against the strong man, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. We come against the spirit of Delilah that operate by way of flirtation, God. We bind up the flirtation spirit in the name of Jesus. And Father, we overturn her activity, God. We overturn the spirit of Jezebel, God, that don't want to come under subjection to the authority of the leadership in the name of Jesus. And we bind that spirit up, God, in the name of Jesus. We come against the spirit of Esbel, God. We rebuke it right now. We come against the spirit of Balaam and Balak. We come against that spirit, God, and we're pulling out the spirit of Nimrod, God, in the name of Jesus. And we come against the ancient spirit, God, and we take authority right now over the works of Satan and over the devices, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. We come against demonic activity of people trying to get folks back, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. And God, we shut the doors up. We shut the doors of the fetters. We shut the mouths of the enemy, God. We send a noose over the mouths of gossipers and liars and fetters and chanters, God, in the name of Jesus. We come against false humility, and we bind it up right now in the mighty name of Jesus. And we speak the power of victory. We speak the power of love. We speak the power of strength, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Now, God, we lift up our generational family. We lift up our generational loved ones. In the name of Jesus, give them the strength of the ox and the lips of clay. You cover them, God. You cover their mind, God. You renew their thoughts. You refresh their memory. In the mighty name of Jesus. David said in Psalm 37 and 25, he said, yet I'm young, but now I'm old, never having saw the righteous forsaken, neither is seed begging bread. God, we lift up our seed today. We lift up our children today. We lift up our loved ones. We lift up our siblings, God. Cover them right now. We bind up demonic sibling rivalry, cousin rivalry, hey, relative rivalry, hey, niece and nephew rivalry, rivalry. In the name of Jesus, we take authority over that spirit, God. We take authority over the hands of the enemy, God, that want to call mother and father rivalry. We want to call children and mother rivalry, father and daughter rivalry, father and son rivalry, mother and son rivalry. We bind it up in the mighty name of Jesus. We come against jealousy and strife. And envy and malice that comes against marriages and family, God. When a man decides to leave his mother and father and get ready to get married, his mother or his father try to get between the marriage to create a marriage that they want, God. We binding up that confusion. We binding up that offer against them making solid decisions. And when they make those decisions, the mother or father have issue with that man or issue with that woman because that's not their choice, God, and keeping confusion going. We bind it up right now. In the mighty name of Jesus, we come against that controlling spirit that come against bloodline in the parental line, God. We bind it up, controlling spirit that come against the parental line, against their children, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, we eradicate the strong man. We eradicate the stronghold. In the name of Jesus, we come against divide and divisiveness. In the name of Jesus, and we decree and declare that peace be still. Peace be still in the city. Peace be still in the neighborhood. Peace be still in the nation. Peace be still in the country. In the name of Jesus, Father, we thank you right now for the waters are troubled, God, and the movement in the land, God. In the name of Jesus, God, we thank you right now for doing it for your glory, God. We thank you for the great effectual doors that are open to the people of God, even though there are many adversaries. God, you're doing it right now. You healing. You giving them breakthrough, God. In the name of Jesus. And Father, we thank you right now for this day. We thank you right now for this season. We thank you right now for this hour. We thank you right now for this dispensation, God. We thank you right now for the enemy trying to come back in, God, with the same old demonic medicine that they brought up before against the people of God. In the mighty name of Jesus, we come against those that are trying to get back into the world system, health system, God, organization, to get those billions of dollars, God, for their own interest. In the name of Jesus, God, we thank you right now for exposing the hand of the enemy. Even now, God, we lift up our military veterans. We lift them up now, God, in the name of Jesus. That's continually been used for guinea pigs by Veterans Affairs for research and study. In the name of Jesus, we thank you right now for, God, you're going into the demonic noble birthing system, God. And you're breaking down all of the plans and the scheme of these ancient systems, God, that have been put in place in the name of Jesus. We come against it now, God, and we decree and declare that this is the season, the acceptable season of the Lord, the acceptable time and hour for which you have prepared and mandated for many of the men and women of God all over the land and all over the world, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you for giving us a rest in our unrest. We thank you right now for healing being the children bread. And by your stripes, we are healed, God. You said in Psalm, you healed them. And God, you delivered them from all destruction. And in the name of Jesus, we thank you for the breakthrough and the breakthrough of the anointing. We thank you for the power of the deliverance even now in Jesus' name. We thank you for change that's coming in the name of Jesus. We thank you for peace being still in the name of Jesus. And we thank you for opportunity and advancement that's coming to the kingdom of God and even now, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Now, God, we lift up our widows, Lord. We lift up the widows, God. In the name of Jesus, cover those widows that have lost loved ones through this COVID, that lost loved ones through the wars and rumors of war, through sickness, through cancer, their high blood pressure, sugar, diabetes. God, in the name of Jesus, to the age of life, God. Lift up our widows right now in the name of Jesus. You strengthen them today in the time of loneliness, God, in the name of Jesus. Renew them, God. Give them the power. Give them the strength, God. Give them the understanding. Give them the tenacity to be able to continue to be survivors, God, not to give in and throw in a towel in the name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you right now. I lift up my mother, Mother Matthews, today. Strengthen mom today. Cover her from the crown of her head to the sole of her feet. Strengthen her heart. Strengthen her organs. Strengthen her tissue, God. Renew and refresh. Give her new breath, new life. Zoe, God, Ruha, God, cover her in the name of Jesus. We bind up the spirit of asthma, God. We come against all of the issues concerning her body, God, her blood pressure level, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Refresh her right now. Strengthen her right now in the name of Jesus. Let your healing power be released on her now in the name of Jesus. We stand on the word of God for the victory of her today in the mighty name of Jesus. Touch her vision, God. Give her the provision, God. I bind up fear, doubt, and unbelief. Lord, we come against stress and pressure, God, that she may be under in the name of Jesus. Let your power be released on her even the more in the name of Jesus. Let your healing hand cover her even the more in the name of Jesus. We thank you right now for the newness of God. We thank you for change coming over her in the mighty name of Jesus. Let your healing power saturate her. Saturate her mind, God. Saturate our thoughts, Lord. In the name of Jesus, we thank you right now for what you're doing in her and through her, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, we decree and declare to her cellular system, to her blood pressure, God. Cover right now in the name of Jesus. Let her breathe, God. Open up the windpipes, Lord. Open up the esophagus. Open up the lungs, God, that she may breathe with strength and breathe with power, God. In the name of Jesus, let your breathing apparatus overtake her body, God. Angels of the living God, go inside right now to the house, to the residence, God, and give her strength right now. We decree and declare the strength of God, the power of God, the anointing of God over her right now in the name of Jesus. We thank you right now for what you're doing, God, for even other people's children, other people's parents, God, in the name of Jesus. We lift up my dad, Bishop Matthews. Cover him, Lord. Continue to strengthen him. Continue to keep him and guide him. Continue to cover his mind and his thoughts, God. Cover his long-term memory and his short-term memory. In the name of Jesus, be that strength for him, God. We thank you for it right now. We lift up Bishop Rance Allen and Mother Allen. Continue to lift up Bishop, God. Continue to heal. Continue to set free. Continue to make a way for them. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you right now for those that are joining us on the conference line, those that are joining us during their lunchtime, those that are joining us while they're in the house, God. You keep them, God. You cover them, God. You refresh them, God. You renew them, Lord. In the name of Jesus, Father, we thank you right now. We thank you for the breakthrough, God. We lifted up those nursing facilities and nursing homes that the people that are in, God, that are going through one thing after another, God. In the name of Jesus, those demonic spies and spirits that have been sent in to try to eradicate them. In the mighty name of Jesus, let your healing oil, your healing power go inside those nursing facilities, God, and bring life to them. Bring life. We speak life over them. We speak life, God. They will not die, but they shall live to decree and declare the works of the Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus, Father, we thank you for it right now. We thank you for this day, God. We thank you for this time, and we thank you for the breakthrough and the breaker's anointing, God. In the mighty name of Jesus. Now, God, we lift up those who are looking for homes and places to stay, God, in the living arrangement that they're in right now. They need their own, Lord. And, Lord, you make a way for them. We speak to the Department of Housing and Urban Development for their living arrangement and a housing issue, God, that you will move over them even the more. In the mighty name of Jesus. Let your power and your glory be released over them even the more in the mighty name of Jesus. Making a way out of no way for them even the more in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we lifting up pastors and we lifting up first ladies, God, and we lifting up their homes today, God, that you will strengthen and you will cover their homes and their household even the more in the mighty name of Jesus. And you will be that strength for them in the mighty name of Jesus. And you will make a way for their ministry, God. Even in the midst of all that is going on, you're making a way for them that their bills will be paid in those buildings and in their ministry, God, and in their home, God, In the name of Jesus, we stand on the word of God, that the faith level would be activated and it would manifest for them and for their homes and for their lives even the more. In the mighty name of Jesus, you said in your word, faith come by hearing and hearing by the word of God. And so, Father, we thank you for the release of it today. We thank you for the breakthrough of it today. And we thank you for making a way for them today. In the mighty name of Jesus. And we give you praise, we give you glory, and we give you honor. In Jesus' mighty name. And now, God, we speak to the intercessors in the prayer way that I poured out on today. Restore to them the virtue that they poured out. Cover them. We come against the spirit of backlash and retaliation in any landmine that the enemy will set up around us. And we decree and declare it's broken. And we speak victory to them now in Jesus' name. And now by the power of God and the authority of God and the ability of Almighty God in the name of Jesus Christ, Yeshua HaMashiach. Thank God. And it is so. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. And amen on today. Hallelujah. We bless the Lord on today. We honor the Lord for the people of God. Amen. Thank you. Saints of God and people that came to join us for prayer today. We thank God for you. We thank you for the strength that God has given you, the release that he's putting before you, and the healing anointing on your life today. If you're listening in today and the Spirit of the Lord God gave you something to release to the men and women of God or to release on this line for us, or there's a word of knowledge, a word of wisdom, we want to give you an opportunity to do that right now. All you have to do is hit *6 on your phone if you are on the conference line and come on in order. If you are on the blog side, you can hit 1 on your dial and we'll bring you in. If you have a question or comment, that's as well as that too, we're going to give you an opportunity. So if anyone listening in today and the Lord has released something to you, the Lord has released something to you, I'm going to give you an opportunity to release that on the line right now. Amen. Anyone. Amen. We bless the Lord. If you're on the blog side, we bless the Lord for you as well today and honor the Lord for you as well. Now, if I said it on the blog site, hit 1. If you're in a conference line, hit the *6 button. I want to correct, make sure I got it. I said that correctly. Amen. Hallelujah. Oh, amen. And bless you, my Lord, today for the people of God. Hallelujah. We thank you, God, for the saints of God, the miracle working power that you release through the presence of your word and to the people of God. All right. It is so in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Well, we bless the Lord for you, those who join us today at this time of prayer and time of intercession. We honor God for you on today and the release that God has given you for it. If there's anything on that, you know, with Administrator Brian, if someone has something from the chat room, we'll give the opportunity today as well. Anyone else, anything over the Administrator Brian that you have for? Amen. All right. Bless the Lord. Thank you. All right. Thanks to God. We bless the Lord for all the of you. If you want a copy of today's prayer in its entirety to share with others and to download it, you can go to Blog Talk Radio, Blog Talk Radio over there, and go into the archive and get today's prayer. All of the prayers are over there as well. You can go to blogtalkradio.com. No, correction, you get Yeah, go to blogtalkradio.com/prophetbradmatthews. And you can go into the archive. They're available to you all free. And you can download them. You can listen to them and go back over there. And then many of you that have prophetic words, you can go over there and listen to them as well, too. Hallelujah to the love of God. All right, if you want to be a blessing to this ministry and sow seed into this ministry, or if you're between ministry and you don't have a place where you can sow your tithes and your offering, you can consider sowing it here. You can go to our ministry website at We Restore You, the letter U, and the alphabet, .org. Click on the donation button and sow that seed today. We appreciate it. Or you can go to Zelle, and We Restore You, the letter U, at yahoo.com, and be a blessing over there as well. Or you can go to Cash App, the app on your phone if you got to download. Cash App, money sign, R-F-T-I-N. Cash App, money sign, R for restoration, F for foundation, P for prophetic, I for international, M for ministry. And so that's it. We thank you so much in advance and give God praise, glory, and honor in advance for you on today. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. We'll say to God once again, knowing that the test of time is upon us, we're faced with things that are around us, but your faith level activates many things on your behalf. So be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might throughout the weeks, months, and years. We know that they're still talking about all of the pandemics and plandemics in the land and the marching and the things that are going on. Week, whatever you do, just keep your mind stayed on the Lord. Keep your mind fixed on the Lord. Keep your heart open to the presence and the power of the Lord. Let his will be done, because that's only through his will we're going to be able to do anything in our life, in our time, and in this season. In Jesus' name. All right, thank you, God. Thank you for joining us today. Those who prayed with us, once again, we thank you all for stepping in and praying and being part of it. We honor your gift to the body and to the church and to the kingdom. Continue to follow the mighty hand of the Father. Let his will be done in your life and through your life. Don't quit. Be strong. Don't waver. Be strong. God is moving over you, in you, and through you. On to that. Amen. Praise the Lord for all that God is doing for the people of God on today. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. All right, thanks to God. Well, thank you. Keep all of our intercessors in prayer, because they need praying for what they're praying for. Many of you, we got to pray for our intercessors. It is pivotal. It's important to pray for them, because they need them as well as we need them. So they're going to be, they'll be able to deal with the warfare, the battle fatigue, and the other things that are coming against them. From every direction unto that. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. All right, people of God, we love you all and we thank God for you on today. And have a phenomenal day in the Lord and in the presence of God. Continue to be steadfast, unremovable, and abounding in the glory of God, okay? We love you all with the love of the Lord. Go in the power and the strength of the Lord. And shalom in your court is my prayer for you today. God bless you all.
Prophet Laron Matthews and Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Ministries would like to thank you for your prayers and support. Prophet Matthews invites you to become a monthly partner to help reach souls of the nations all around the world. As a monthly partner with Prophet LaRon Matthews and Restoration Foundation, Prophetic International Ministries, you will be a vital part of the powerful end-time army that God is raising up to bring salvation, healing, and deliverance to the nations of this world. To help accomplish our God-ordained vision, you can sow your seed at www.WeRestoreYou.org. That's WeRestoreU.org. Or call 708-377-6774. Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Ministries is a 501c3 tax-exempt ministry. God bless you.
Recording paused. Your line has been disconnected by the moderator. Goodbye.